You're listening to the audio production of The 5 Money Conversations to Have with Your Kids at Every Age and Stage by Scott Palmer and Bethany Palmer, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Diana Batarsi.
Section 1, Your Money Relationship. Chapter 1, Money and Relationships. Raise your hands if your parents had the talk with you. No, not that talk. We mean the talk about how to balance a checkbook and manage your savings and plan for the future. Our guess is that there aren't many hands in the air. Those of us who grew up in the 1970s and 80s were as likely to have money conversations with our parents as we were conversations about the birds and the bees. For our parents, the idea that you would intentionally teach your kids about money wasn't really on the radar. Their parents, our Depression-era grandparents, didn't talk about money, so ours didn't either. Add to that, most of us came of age in a time when the economic future looked pretty bright. Until recently, every generation had experienced more prosperity than the generation before it. But that's changing. There are conflicting predictions about what the future might be like for our kids, but one thing is for sure. Our kids are going to need some money smarts to navigate their futures. We meet with thousands of couples every year to help them sort out their finances. And in the past 10 years, we've discovered that the skills people need to figure out their money issues have almost nothing to do with crunching numbers or understanding global markets. Instead, we've found that what couples really need to manage their money is strong communication, the ability to understand each other, and a commitment to putting their relationship above their budget. The same